You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hi, my name is Donald Trump. You need America's help? Cause we're the world police. We're gonna come and kill your cartels. But we ain't gonna do the same for America, though. Hell, I'm gonna send all my troops to you, just so they can fight it for you. All right.
That is about redonkulous. Get out of here with this crap, Trump. Get out of here. You're gonna sit there and talk all this crap. Oh, we're gonna bring in 5G, and we're gonna kill your cartels while we're at it. Why don't you, fight for America? I mean, you're so interested in what's going on in Mexico. You want to send our troops to do your bidding in Mexico. Why? Do tell why. I mean, isn't there plenty of fighting to do over here? Isn't there plenty of cartel over here? Maybe if you secured the border in the first place, instead of trying to have to build a wall to do everybody's jobs for them, and never end this catch and release crap, as far as I understand. Hey, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this catch and release thing is still in effect, from what I understand, from what I saw in the news like yesterday or whatever. I'm just saying, dude, it's redonkulous. So do tell how you're going to send our troops to another country to fight a war that doesn't belong to us. Okay, right. Why don't you just restrict travel to Mexico while you're at it? You know, if you're young, dumb, and you're pretty, you can't go to Mexico. There's so many women go out there and they get human trafficked and all made out with all these Hispanics, and they don't want that. They gotta be blindfolded just to do it. I've seen what goes on in these videos, and I know who's doing it. Do you? Do you know these people? I do. It's ridiculous. I'm baffled by today's news. I am straight up baffled. We're gonna go to Mexico. We're gonna take America and put it in Mexico. What? No thanks. I definitely don't want to be taking any trips to Mexico anytime soon, and I definitely don't want to be putting our good troops and our good people in Mexico anytime soon. Nope. No thanks. I could say a lot more, but I won't. Because next thing you know, Donald Trump is going to come and plagiarize it and try to make himself look good with it. So no thanks, brother. You went ahead and shot yourself in the foot by asking, hey, can we come and fight your war for ya? Well, golly. You know, you went from New York, which is the crappiest state in the whole freaking USA. Now, I'm pretty sure there's a lot more crappy, but, you know, I'm just speaking from experience here and from what I understand. And then you move your residence from there to where you already had your residence in Florida. Am I correct here? You already have a residence in Florida, but you have now migrated your residence from New York to the next crappiest state in the world, Florida. You went from one crappy state to another. Whoop-dee-doo, Basil. Whoop-dee-frickin-doo. I'm trying to understand your logic here. What was the logic behind it? Like, what was it? I don't even know what to say. Like, for real. You went from one crap state to the polar opposite, but still crap state. Florida has... Okay, so let me just put it this way. There was somebody that just went to Florida, and now the video could be staged. It could not be staged. But based on what I know of Florida, it's probably not staged. But somebody went to Florida on Halloween, and they got purse jacked. Somebody snatched their purse and tried to run away. And one of the girls ran after, well, they all ran after him, but one of the girls was like, oh, no, he didn't. And she ran and she tackled him and then got the purse back. And he's like, oh, you can just have it. They didn't call the cops. They didn't report him or nothing, but they put it on YouTube. So I guess social justice warriors will go after them. I don't know what will happen, but, you know, I mean, it's no better than what's in New York, what's waiting for you in New York. But I just wanted to point that out. You couldn't get your way in New York, so now you're going to where you already lived in Florida. Okay? Like, are you just trying to make a point to make Bill de Blasio look bad? He makes himself look bad. Like, are you not keeping up with the times? Pun intended, actually. I don't get it, bro. Trump has no logic, man. And if he does ever have logic, it's self-appreciating. That's the only logic. He's all about his image and what makes him look good. He wants to be Superman to Mexico. Do you want us to send our super troops to you? We'll send some tanks and some drones and some, I mean, like, at no cost. Don't worry, I'll pay for it. Out of my good old taxpayer fund money. Are you kidding me? Like, does Chaz Trahan got a slap of me? You know? How retarded, right? Like, how dumb. How dumb. Hey, Mexico. I know that you don't appreciate anything we've ever done for you in the first place, but do you want to just not appreciate us some more? How stupid do you gotta be to actually offer to help Mexico? Mexico ain't offering to help us. We need to get rid of tons of immigrants. You don't see Mexico saying, hey, would you like help sending some of them back to us? That's like asking Taliban if you want us, like, hey, we notice a lot of your hijab-wearing people are over here. Do you want us to send them back to you? Oh, you don't? Oh, they're Christian? Oh, okay. All right, then. Well, a lot of them are not Christian. They're still wearing hijabs. I just want to point that out. I'm in California, and I see a lot of hijabs. And as I told Trump before on Twitter, through the use of the Twitter sphere, I said, hijabs are not the jobs Americans were expecting whenever they voted for you in office. The fact that Trump has not done anything about incest Ilhan, or anybody else for that matter, like Ocasio-Cortez, or Slave, or anybody like that, I mean, that sends a pretty clear message, doesn't it? Like, he's a do-nothing Democrat, right? Oh, boy. I've already figured out what the name of today's freaking podcast is going to be. Do-nothing Democrat. Donald Trump, the do-nothing Democrat, calls everybody else a do-nothing Democrat, but in fact, he himself is a do-nothing Democrat. Posed as a Republican. But that means he's just a rhino, a Republican in name only. Do nothing Democrat turns Republican? I don't think so. You did nothing about 9/11. Instead, you boasted about how big and tall your building is now compared to all the other buildings. How sad is that? Like, that is so sad and pathetic. I can't even put my finger on it. Like, I don't want to touch it. I really don't. I just don't want to touch it. It's nasty. It's filth nasty. That is a really nasty comment after something that supposedly happened and shocked the world. Nobody has ever been the same since 9/11. I'm sorry, folks, but you haven't. It's so bad that people don't even want to talk about it anymore. It's the biggest farce in the world. It's a hoax. It's a scam. And Rudy Giuliani is at the core of it. Oh, I'm gonna come out and defend whatever, whatever this was, this hoax tragedy, people throwing dummies from, like, damn, what? I'm just, oh my God. You know, it was such a doctored thing. I don't even want to talk about it. Like, it's so stupid, I don't even want to talk about it. Like, I've cried over it for so long. I mean, the tragedy was just awful. It was an awful thing to happen, and it shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have been put there on TV, out in the public. But everybody wants to know, like, where is the devil, right? Like, the devil owns the airwaves. I want you to understand that. When you look in the Bible, he's in the air. He owns the airwaves. I have to look up the video and go into this more in depth, you know, because I got to do a refresher crash course on what it actually says in the Bible through this video. He puts it all out there. Where does the devil actually live? Well, he lives in the airwaves. He puts his message out in the airwaves. He, she, whatever. There's no such thing as the devil. It's more like a movement. Like, the Antichrist is a movement. There's no such thing as, like, the Antichrist. It's the Antichrist group. It's a group of people that are all pushing this agenda. There's no one person that's, I'm the Antichrist. Oh, yeah? Prove it. For real. Prove it. Just, like, okay. Look, dude. If you're gonna call somebody something, have the proof to back it up. I've got the proof that Trump is a do-nothing Democrat. Do you have the proof that he's not? Because there's way too much evidence to show that he is a do-nothing Democrat. A lifelong Democrat all of a sudden turn Republican? I don't think so. I was raised to be a Republican, right? But at the very core of it, whenever I was a little kid, I was raised to be nonpartisan. I was raised to have military, like, how do you put it? Mindset. I was raised to think as if I was part of the military, or as if I was supposed to grow up to be in the military, right? My grandpa was crazy. He was insane. And he was very, very militant. I grew up getting my butt handed to me whenever I was a kid. Yeah. He would tear my ass to shreds with a belt. Yep. And I mean, I grew up tough. And so anything you throw at me is pretty, it's null and void. It's nil. It's nothing. Nothing compared to being a little kid getting tormented that way. You know? And speaking of, all you human trafficking scumbags, you can all really just suck it.